One, two, three, tiddly bee, 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 tiddly bee, bee, bee. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops. He invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral or something.
All right, all right. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in to this Brew Happy Radio show. I'm your host, Damien DeBizer, as the voice of beer. And with us is our illustrious producer on the board, DJ Fitzmagic himself.
Hello.
Ryan Fitzgerald.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good. It's been a tough, long week, so I'm a little tired. But I'll get some good sleep tonight after the show.
Yeah. You've been all over the place. We're going to talk about that.
Man, it's been a crazy couple of weeks.
It's been a crazy couple of days. But you are back from your trips. We're going to talk about your trips.
It's true. Yeah, I'm here.
One person who's not here.
Where's JP?
He's starting off October as the Invisible Man.
Ah, yes. He started early with his with his costume.
Yeah.
Really good job.
He's
well done.
He's also a mute.
Yep. John Paul.
Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Or not see you.
Great not seeing
hair
you.
Hair is looking great
right
though.
Now. Yeah.
Hair is
definitely the best it's ever been.
Really.
I thought you were thinning a little up there at the top. Turns out it's just not.
It's not there. Zero.
The top's not there either.
The whole bottom's there. Not the ear. It's all gone.
Yeah. No, he's actually running a little bit late. He'll pop in whenever he feels like it.
But that's okay.
Yeah, we got some beers to talk about today.
We
on the
carry
show.
On as wayward sons.
Yeah. This week we're gonna catch up with each other. We got a Washington beer review and some brew news to talk about. Lots of cool things, books, collabs, and locations.
We got some releases.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And the releases. You gotta have releases. And I got some special mentions for the end of the show for some of you folks out there in the Bruniverse that I really appreciate.
Yeah, we got some good stuff on the table as well. Yep. Let's talk about what we're drinking.
Oh, yeah, baby. So a couple of weeks ago, we reviewed the Fresh Hop Kolsch, Kolsch-style ale from Zeuglhaus. You love that button.
That's
I knew
a good
you
button.
Would.
Yeah.
I knew you would. So, yeah, we got the Fresh Hop Kolsch. You guys know I love a good Kolsch, and Zeuglhaus makes one of the best here in town.
Yeah.
So, got to have it. You know, when Culmination decides to have a Kolsch year-round, like I keep telling them they should, I'll drink theirs. But
for now,
For now, it's the Zeuglhaus Kolsch-style ale, and they're doing it the right way.
You want a drink?
I'm Damien, and I approve this beer.
Ding, ding. Where is it? There it is. Okay, grab a little glass. I'm going to pour you a thing that only comes once a year.
Oh.
It is an Imperial.
Oh, shit.
It is the Hallow Jack from Two Towns
you
Cider House.
You son of a bitch.
A Imperial pumpkin made with maple syrup and oak at 8.4%. As we get into the spooky season.
Spooky.
I'm Nathan Whitney, and I will gather. We're from McMiniman's Edgefield, and you're listening to the Brew Happy Podcast.
Are we haunted?
I think so.
Oh.
But that's a good promo for Edgefield Brewery.
It is. They always have cool things going on. And that place is haunted as all get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, though?
Trying to clean up the language. But let's try that out.
You can really get the maple and oak.
Oh, shit. That's good.
That's really good.
That is really, really good.
Yeah.
So there's, for you cider nuts out there.
Cider nuts?
Cider nuts?
Yeah. They
like
travel.
An astronaut?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cider nut.
I would.
Cider nuts, you're going to get, some definitely upfront maple, but not overwhelming, not over the top, very approachable. Very, just juicy, sweet, juicy, kind of like Martinelli sweet. Sweet
it's not
cider,
overly
and then,
sweet.
But not overly sweet. Yeah, it's like in that direction,
yeah.
But not a full step.
Yeah.
And very
it's yummy.
Very,
it's good.
Yum.
Yeah. 8.4% though.
Oh.
It'll get you.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
I'm going to roll it back a little.
Well, like, you keep drinking your Kolsch, but you got some other stuff on the table, and we've got some Freeland Spirits bourbon whiskey we had last week as well. It's still on the table.
Yeah, yeah. I've been actually...
We're going to have more of it.
Yeah,
and actually, we're probably going to go good with the cider.
We talked a little bit about it last week and the week before. I just like it here on the table, so I'm just going to have it on the table.
It's good.
This is where it belongs, and it's also the bottle... That is the most full out of all the bottles of whiskey that I have upstairs. So
that's a good program to have.
Yeah, well, you know, I feel like this one needs a little more love.
Yeah.
And one way I can do that is to have my weekly friends come over and help me out with it.
Yeah, we're only your weekly friends. So
thanks,
guys. From the day to day, no big deal, but just that once a week we're friends.
I have no other friends, and you guys only come over once a week.
Touche. Let's talk about some of the other beers that you have on the table. I know we're going to revisit it when John gets back in the studio here, but we're going to drink that for sure.
A couple weeks ago, we never got around to this soft IPA called Paradox by Kings and Daughters Brewery. And they're out of Clackamas, just a little southeast of here. And I wanted to...
Kyle Larson.
Figure that out.
Is the head brewer over there.
Is he?
Yeah, he was. He's jumped around. We talked about him a couple times. We actually met him at Trapdoor the head brewer at Trapdoor, but he's been Full Sail. He was at Double Mountain. He's been all over the place.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
So we're going to try that out. And I have some Washington beers. That's right. I got something by Fortside. I got something by this 450... North Brewing.
I don't know where that's at.
Yeah.
In Seattle somewhere? Tumwater?
Yeah. I'm going to tell you about how I acquired this. Oh, my God. This was from Columbus, Indiana. Okay. So
this is nowhere in the Northwest.
But I acquired this.
At a bottle house.
At a bottle shop called Bottleworks up in Seattle. It's very, very popular. If you are in Seattle and you're a beer nerd, you've probably heard of it. And you probably know my friend Brandon Wiley, who runs that outfit, and he is doing a great job. So I got this Scooby Snacks, or it's Scoob Snacks, and it's a slushy XL. So, yeah, that's gonna be interesting. And then this Fortside,
Scoob. It's like a beer can of food.
So, and then Fortside, I got this Rosé Gone Wild, which I'm not expecting a lot from. And then we have, so we're not going to try this on the show because this is Bronwyn's beer, and she loves Prairie Artisan Ales. It's a pumpkin kerfuffle. She talked about it last week.
Did it get into a scuffle?
It's an Imperial Sour beer with pumpkin pie spice blend and toasted marshmallow flavor.
Your words almost went bad there for a second.
Oh, man. It's definitely a mouthful.
That's what she said.
So, yeah, that and this Kolsch is what we have on the menu for tonight.
Yeah.
As well as, what is this? The seltzer water. I got some seltzer water just to
kind of cleanse the pal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you want to pour some bourbon?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Why don't you... Whoa. Tell people about our Patreon program.
I will do that
program.
While you pour the bourbon. Here's my glass. Not a lot, just a little.
Okay.
Like to the line.
I'll give you some too.
I appreciate it. We do want to thank you all for listening to the Brew Happy Show. We do this show for you, and we do it right here on Monday nights for you so you can listen to it and forget all your worries and troubles over the weekend and to start the week off fresh with a beer in your hand because we're going to tell you what to drink. You better goddamn drink it. It's not true.
Yeah. Sorry a little bit about the late posting. I've been trying to get to it earlier, but it looks like posting usually happens on Wednesdays instead of late Mondays or Tuesdays these days. It's just been crazy out there trying to get stuff out of the brewery.
But we're still doing the show for you guys, so we're not going anywhere. I'm going to take a sip of this bourbon real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, so we do appreciate that you guys tune into the show each week, and we love it when you help support the show. It helps keep, things lubricated. We need new cords, new memory cards, and...
keeping us lubricated as
power
well.
Power cables, things
more
like
alcohol.
That. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think we could...
probably due for another mic stand. That one is
looking sad.
Well, it's just, yeah, it needs
of course
some help.
The best way to support the show is by one of two ways. Follow us on our Instagram, our Facebook page, our Twitter. Like, comment, share, subscribe to all of our podcasting apps, whether you're on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you're at. Make sure you like all of our episodes and share them.
We have an Overpour episode from
2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah, that I'm going to be editing tonight and we'll be releasing for you Patreon subscribers. It's just a little bit of fun that we had after the show, and we like to include you guys.
Sometimes we have one too many drinks, and the groove is flowing.
Yeah, so it's the Overpour edition of the show. So,
which, by the way, when you think about it, you really can't overpour when it comes to good craft beer.
I mean,
you really can't.
Well, we drink responsibly on this show.
We do, and then we send John out to drive us home.
Yeah. Because somehow he always survives.
I don't know how.
I don't understand
I
that
do, but we'll
either.
So you go to patreon.com/brewhappy. $5 is where it starts to get good for you guys as subscribers. You can get some good swag, get some fun things that we send out in the mail. But really, as little as $1 does help, and it goes contributing towards the show.
Yeah.
So guys, please help us. Go to patreon.com/brewhappy and check us out on the interwebs. We're all over the place. And yeah, that's all I got to say about
we're gonna,
that.
We're going to be doing more for you guys out there as well.
Hey, I have an announcement.
Oh, an announcement.
An announcement.
Wow.
For the first week in almost like 7 or 8 weeks.
Wait. I know what it is. Did you update the Spotify playlist?
Not only did I remove songs.
Oh.
There was an overage.
Yeah.
An overpour.
Yeah.
Because there was like 111, and I usually keep it at 100.
Okay.
So then I had to bring it down to 95 because I cultivated five more songs to be added for the show tonight.
Oh.
I actually did my homework this week instead of just making you pick a random number and playing some random artist.
All right. All right. So we're not going to play the game, huh?
We're not this week.
Okay.
And John's not here, so it's it actually, you know, it only benefits us to play the game if we have a guest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because then we can spend more time.
I think it's more fun for them.
It's equally fun. Yeah. So we got some songs we're going to play for you, like this one. Which I know everyone likes. It's really loud. I'm sorry. This one's
okay. I can fix that in post.
Yeah. Cool. We'll be right back. I'll tell you all about the Brew Happy Tunes playlist.
Coming up. Cheers.
Jason Rizos with Funhouse Brews, and you are listening to the Brew Happy Podcast.
Hey there, I'm Squeaky Pete. Are you looking to get the word out about your beer-related business? Did you know that podcasts have been rising in popularity since they were first known as audio blogging in the 1980s? With podcasts catching hold in the late 2004, there are more than 115,000 English-speaking podcasts available. Hundreds of them talk about beer, but only one will make you happy. Brew Happy! Advertise with us and get the word out about your business to more than 30,000 listeners. For more info, contact brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Woo-ha!
This is Warren Wills of craftbeerscribe.com. And you're listening to The Brew Happy Show.
John, I need more beer. John, I need more beer.
Yeah, baby.
I don't need no doctor, 'cause I know what's ailing me.
Bogus, bogus, bogus. Focus, focus, focus.
I've been too long away from my baby, yeah. I'm coming down with the misery.
Focus, focus, focus.
Yeah, baby!
I think we just have too much fun with the show.
Yeah. You like the new hot buttons, huh?
They are not bad.
So I think Facebook had a meltdown over the last 24 hours.
You want to hear what happened?
No. Yes. Yes.
You know what happened?
No.
Okay. So last night, an employee of Facebook went on 60 Minutes. Did some whistleblowing.
Oh, thank God.
And so today, the crazy implosion happened. Shut a bunch of shit down. That's what happened.
What did they shut down?
Well, they had to reformat some things. So one of the things that they talked about on the 60 Minutes episode was that, like, so I don't want to go into it crazy, but a lot of the posts that have been, like, Nazi, anti-Semitic, racist, and things like that, apparently they go through and they try to delete them.
Uh-huh.
Well, the guy from Facebook said, he's like, yeah, only about 35% of them do we actually, like, remove. The rest of them are like, yeah, no big deal. And so, like, they just totally just dropped the ball. He goes, yeah, it just costs too much money to remove all those posts all the time.
Oh.
So we just don't do it.
Costs too much money?
Like, for Facebook people to go into and remove all of these posts all the time.
They don't want
to
hire more people?
I don't fucking know what the deal is, but yeah, apparently it costs too much money, but it's, yeah. So, John Paul just stepped in. We get his extension.
It's already set up.
Oh, you can go. So that's what happened today. Not everyone knows that. They're like, oh no, it just stopped working. I was like, yeah, every platform that they own just stopped working. And that doesn't make any sense. So craziness happens. So yeah, now Facebook is back up. But that's what happens when you're shady pieces of shit.
Well, okay.
But the thing about here is there's a moral argument does Facebook have the right to completely remove all people's freedom of speech, even though it might be prejudiced? Or
it's their platform.
Right, right.
And you're not paying to use the service.
Right, so that's where I'm like, yeah, you don't be fucktards.
Yeah.
Oh,
there used to be private platforms that people paid for, like AOL.
Livestream. LiveJournal.
Yeah.
Things like that. All the way from he's not from Vancouver. You come from Beaverton today? Jansen Beach?
Vancouver.
Oh, Vancouver. He's here. John Paul.
Well, you guys both live like 5 minutes away from each other.
It's
from Vancouver.
It's the last day of the year to paint.
Oh, because it was nice out.
Because it's 70. It's not going to be 70 for 6 months, literally.
It's really. Oh, how's it look, though?
I finished it.
Good job.
Yeah.
It's nothing like a deadline.
Yeah, you're sweating.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Like, you know, I was a killer. I could get stuff done at the deadline.
You got quite the brewery outfit on, too.
Yeah, you look great.
Yeah. Yeah. And, hey, look, his hair's back.
We made a joke that you had gotten
an invisible man serum, and you were here, but
yeah,
not.
Yeah, you were doing your Halloween outfit as the invisible man.
Oh, no, I was killing my shoulders.
Oh, well, I went to the chiropractor and the massage therapist today.
Oh, yeah.
My shoulders feel great.
I bet. Not tomorrow they won't.
Why? Are you going to sit on them?
That usually what happens when you sleep and you're relaxed. So, oh, look at that. There it is.
Hey, John's got more beer.
Thank God.
So, Luck Be Hazy by Barlow's.
But look what it says.
Breweries of the North Bank. Drink local. Lucky we live here. Beer
North,
Week.
It's a North Bank
North
Beer Week.
Bank
it's Lucky
beer
Brewing.
Week.
Yeah, Lucky Brewing is right down the street from Lewis.
Wow, that's awesome.
If anyone's ever had a Lucky beer, One of the shops there is located right in Vancouver, and it's down the street from where
Lewitt
is.
Well, this is what I need for the beer review. Thanks, John.
Yeah, we're going to talk about some of...
One for each of you guys.
No, yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Pass it down. John, I've got some Imperial Hard Cider. It's the Hollow Jacked from Two Towns, if you'd like some of that.
Sure.
We got Amarillo Slim from Fresh Hop IPA.
Hand that down to him.
It is...
Hand that to me.
Oh, yeah.
Hand that to me.
That's Brothers Cascadia.
Yeah, this is good stuff. This is a killer. It's featuring some Crosby hops. It's a Fresh Hop IPA, 6.9%. And that's some can art right there.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good looking can.
Now, does anyone know what that refers to?
Amarillo Slim?
Yes.
Is it like a tobacco product from... No.
Can you tell by the picture? What's he doing?
Gambling.
There's a famous poker player called Amarillo Slim.
Well, they hate him. Well, shit.
See,
and
if you look, he's got hops. It looks like chips. He's on a poker table.
He's going all in.
He's going all in.
Yeah, baby. That's so appropriate, John, because you're a big... You're a big hop fan and a poker player.
Yeah, exactly.
A very good poker player.
We've already been dipping into the bourbon, so
look at that.
You got some room to grow on that one.
There we go.
Thanks, Freeland.
Yeah, thanks, Freeland. So I'm drinking the cider. Damien's drinking a Kolsch. Hey, that's a kick. It's got some...
Oh, cider cake.
Yeah, it's cider.
Because it looks like a beer bottle.
I know. That's what they put them in the ciders now.
I'm sorry, John. Not much of the Kolsch left.
That's he drank it all. Let's get into we got cupcakes, by the way.
Hold on. Would you like a cupcake?
Cupcake.
Yeah. Yeah. The little tiny ones.
We had we covered it a little bit last week, and then we didn't get to actually do a show last week.
Bronwyn and I did.
Well, you did a half show, which was fine. So anyway, you guys had fun.
I said it was going to be a short show.
Right, but 2 weeks ago we talked about North Bank Beer Week.
It's true.
And that's what we're having here is we have the Lucky Ale here that's featured for North Bank Beer Week.
Luck be a hazy tune.
I muted you.
Come on.
You're going to get further away from the mic if you're going to sing right into it.
That's messed up. Yeah. You could just cue me down.
Yeah, I don't want to touch the
That's
knobs.
That's why they have faders on them.
I don't want to touch the knobs.
They're not knobs. They're faders.
I don't want to touch the faders.
Okay.
Anyway, you can sing again if you want. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We did have a lot of fun during North Bank Beer Week. Lots of events. Did you go see the Cannes Derby car races at Ben's Bottle Shop? Yeah.
I had to work.
I went to Bridges thing.
Oh yeah, there were some fun beers there. You know what the nice thing about those events is the collaboration of the two states working together to make beer.
Yeah,
that's always fun.
Yeah, the Brewing Bridges collab expo, great event, and the fact that it's on an airfield. John, you were telling me something about how having it on federal property.
You can pour as much as you like.
The rules are different.
Yes, you can pour as much as you like. If you're in state property, you have to have tokens.
Ha-ha.
John, out of that entire festival, what was your favorite beer?
None. They were all sucked. All the ones I tried.
Oh, so you didn't try them all?
No, I only tried about, I think, 18 of them.
Out of the 20 beers.
24 or something, maybe.
That's almost all of them.
So John did not like the beers.
No, the brewers didn't like the beers either.
Oh.
I talked to four brewers there. They all were like going,
Well, that's okay. Not everything's a winner. And
not everything's a winner.
We got plenty of beers here.
Yes.
So you want to crack that Amarillo Slim?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Yes. Oh, hello. While you do that, let's talk about your adventures up north.
We talked a little bit last week, B and I, but we went a bunch of different places. Some of the places I didn't mention, I want to give special shout-outs to Chuck's up in Seattle's Greenwood District, Bottle Works, Full Throttle Bottle, Peaks and Pints, Brewmasters, and... Juice Box down in Centralia. You guys really put a smile on my face. It's
Did you go to Juice Box?
It's a lot of fun. Yeah, we went to yeah, this is like my second or third time that I've been to Juice Box. It's always a great.
Do you buy any Culmination beer?
Yeah. I've been dropping off Culmination beer every time I go, and they have a big stage with some comfy couches on them, and it just looks like that place is aching to have the Brew Happy Show live edition of the episode of the show. Yeah, on that stage, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Brew Happy Live.
Yeah. What's that? What's the face?
I'm not digging the 90-minute drive after work.
Oh, okay.
And then where do I go after there?
Well, they have a really hotel.
Do you get up early morning and go back to work?
Yeah. Oh, no, not you? Okay.
We'd have to go on a day, like on a Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And do a show there.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like in the afternoon or something.
Yeah, when we don't have to leave work.
Yeah, guys, we pre-record the show. We can do it on a Sunday. We've even talked in the past about moving the show to a Sunday, but it's just so nice to kick off the week this way.
Yeah. Plus, I usually do everything that I didn't do during the week on Sunday.
Yeah, same here.
Paint the house.
Been doing that.
Change the baby.
Paint the house?
Yeah.
Oh, see? What a novel idea, John. Painting the house on a Sunday.
Oh, I don't paint the house. It's a joke.
Oh.
No, I did
someone
that,
else's,
too.
It's someone else's house.
Yeah, I did that, too, on Sunday. I painted on Sunday and painted on Monday.
What color did you paint it? Same color?
You see the color of my house?
Yeah.
Okay, that other house, same exact color.
Oh.
I only buy one color paint.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so everything's the same color, same trim.
Easy.
Yeah. Easy.
Does
easy.
Makes everything hot swappable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Back to Seattle. You got, yeah. So Seattle was great. I talked a little bit last week about going to Attaball. Really awesome spot. Kind of hidden. Hidden gem of Seattle. So,
what's it called?
Add a ball. It's a pinball lounge.
Oh,
so fun.
If you go to any, you know, Great Ocean has two locations up there now.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't gone.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Two locations.
I'll have to hit that up next time I.
Where you
do
go
a run.
Up to Ballard area up there, right?
Get yeah. a little blueberry
yeah.
muffin
yeah.
in.
Oh, well, because that's where all the beer places have at least yeah. one place in Ballard area.
Okay. Yeah, I'll roll that way in a couple of weeks. We'll see. And for you listeners out there, if you are in the Seattle area, I've been doing overnighters so I can take care of Tacoma and Seattle one day and then the other.
Tell Damien where you're at and he'll come bring his little booty down and drink beer with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll buy you a beer. But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And so at Bottleworks, I picked up this really cool beer from my friend Brandon. He's running the show over there. We used to know each other when we both were tour guides for Brevana Brewery Tours. And so I got this beer called Scoob Snacks from 450 North Brewing. And they aren't from Washington, but I acquired this in Washington, and it really stood out on the
where
shelf
they from?
Because
they're
of
from
the
like
colors.
Long ways away.
They are, yeah.
Wisconsin, New York.
Columbus, Indiana.
Indiana, that's right, Indiana, I remember.
Check that, yeah, check that out. It's a slushy
guys,
XL.
Yeah, these guys all came in this week to all these places.
Yeah. So it's do you guys want to do the sweet one at the end or at the beginning?
Why, is there an unsweet one?
Well, because the only other one we really have to try is the Paradox.
Yeah,
soft IPA.
Let's make sure we do the Paradox. I'm going to do the Paradox first.
Wait, hold on.
You know what a soft IPA is, don't you?
No, I was actually going to ask you.
It's like a session IPA. It's just a low alcohol IPA.
Oh.
They just came up with another name.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
So it's a sessionable IPA?
Yes.
Why wouldn't they just say sessionable? Is that just too many syllables?
Maybe the mouthfeel is really soft.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe it's like drinking.
Well, you know, remember they had a one called Brute. Don't hear that anymore.
Yeah, people didn't like that.
Brute IPA.
It was too dry.
Way too dry.
But it's a way dry.
Yeah, it's true too.
I like dry. Yeah. I like my whiskey dry.
I like my ciders dry sometimes.
This sounds disgusting.
I like my
what
whiskey
is it?
Wet.
What is it?
It's a slushy XL.
Yeah.
We're talking about the Scoob Snack.
Scoob Snack.
Yeah.
Blackberry.
Maybe we should save that to the end.
A lot
and
of
I'll do
that.
Blackberry, graham cracker, oatmeal cookies, vanilla cream, and lactose.
All right. Well, I'm going to open this.
I would
this.
Say we wait for that one.
I'm going to open the soft IPA.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it right here. Great American Beer Festival glass like that. So you actually almost gave me a 1 ounce pour. Great job.
Yeah, all those beer festivals I've volunteered at.
Now I will say, that is a lovely aroma. The nose on that is, that's really good. Yeah, get some. You want to get some? John's got to take a nap. Hold on.
Oh, that is very nice.
Stretch of my neck is killing me.
It smells very nice.
Ooh, that's a great bouquet. Bouquet.
Oh, it tastes even better. Wow.
Super soft.
Great job.
Way to go, Kings and Daughters.
Yeah.
Way to go, Kyle Larson.
Thanks,
that's
Kyle.
That's really great.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how he's able to brew and drive a NASCAR on the weekends. It's really weird.
Well, a lot of brewers take the weekend off.
Yeah, we usually got to do a little practice during the week on NASCAR.
Oh, okay.
That's a really good idea.
Huh.
Very.
I like it, huh?
Sessionable, almost.
I did good.
You could say so.
Now, if I remember correctly, that was actually donated by Sean from the Beer Mongers.
I'll have more of that.
He was the one that
one
passed that off to me as a gift a couple of weeks ago when I was shopping over there.
Boy, that does have a south mouthfeel.
It really does.
But it's very inviting.
It's almost...
It's like a pillow.
Like a 70s
for your tongue.
Porn set. Very just fluffy.
Oh, like a hop pillow. A pillowcase full of hops.
There you go.
Yeah, John.
You don't want to get those stuck in your skin.
No, they're very itchy, actually. I've dove in a big, giant pile of hops before, and it's something I won't forget.
Here's what I will say. You got a good photo out of it.
I did.
And that was about it.
Yeah. I might
nothing
do
like a
one
chafe.
More photo.
Nothing like a chafe.
After that, I'll never do it again. I got one more hop diving in the hops photo in me, and that's about it.
I probably will abstain.
It's taken me 8 years to say that.
Oh, wow. A year ago, you would have said no.
No. Yes. Yes, that is correct. I would have denied that request.
Well, let's get into, do you want to do some news? Do you want to wait? What are you doing?
I want to do this Washington beer review. Let's talk about these beers. Okay, so we have this Fortside Brewery Rosé Gone Wild. Do we want to drink this?
No.
Okay. And then Paradox, that was the Washington beer, but we have tried the Heimerle Slim. We liked that. And we got the Luck Be a Hazy tonight.
John's winning money over here, don't worry.
No, I forgot about the soccer game on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so, because I was painting.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, son of a bitch, I should have sold my tickets.
Yeah.
Well, much to my chagrin, about a month ago, I put them up for sale and they sold. So they got money I thought I was just going to waste them.
Oh, yeah. You outsmarted yourself there.
Yeah, I don't know how the hell that happened. But, you know, they just say, hey, we just paid you $144. And I go, okay.
John,
thank God. I did that
beer.
Earlier when I don't remember, but, you know.
John needs more money.
No,
okay.
He doesn't.
For the tickets. Okay, guys, I really like this. This North Bank Beer Week Luck Be a Hazy by Barlow's. Fucking awesome.
That's right, because I was supposed to be in London. That's why I posted them like 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, that's right.
Because I was
right.
supposed to be in London at the Whiskey Festival this last weekend.
Oh, that's right.
That's why I sold them, because I figured I'm never going to make that.
How was that Whiskey Festival?
Oh, you missed out.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
All right,
moving on.
I know, I was watching it. They sent him Facebook shit on it and stuff.
Look good.
Yeah. Great. Yeah, it looks like a lot of people had fun without you. Sorry, buddy.
650 whiskeys.
Speaking of, we've got
you just see the four bottles they released. All had comic
I did.
Book.
Yes.
Did you?
So mad about
I did
it.
See that.
The comic book.
Yep. The characters, the superheroes, yeah.
And you'd see the Arbeg was 450 pounds.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was like $600.
Yeah.
And I'm going like, you pay $600 for a comic book label like that?
You would never. Yeah, it's priceless.
It's weird.
That is weird, but it's cool. For those people who don't know, just go look it up. You'll find it. But it is cool. It's one of a kind. It's interesting. It'd be the same as if they did like a, well, I mean.
What would I Google if I was going to look that up?
Arbeg comic.
20. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you probably all. Yeah, Arbeg comic label. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, just do that.
Or you
well,
do the.
But it's like a Lagavulin doing the game of Arbeg.
Yeah, Whiskey World 2021
yeah.
Specialty. whiskeys.
But it's like okay. Lagavulin doing the Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bottles.
Or the Nick Offerman edition.
That one's a little bit different because they only did one sets of Game of Thrones, and Nick's going to, I think, going to do a continual.
I hope he does.
They're great.
Oh, they're so awesome. All right. Well, yeah, so this Luck Be a Hazy by Barlow's. Great job, guys. Can we give them a prost?
Yes, we can. Congratulations on that beer.
Yeah, that's a hoppy and delicious beer.
There's the bottles.
Hey, look at that. Took them all 4 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they really made some...
Very unusual.
They look great.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're very vivid.
Wow.
And they got superheroes.
That's not the kind of thing you normally see on a whiskey bottle.
No, the superheroes are like Aurora, Adelphi.
Are you
going to
sell those in America?
Yeah.
The Phenomenal Phantom, no.
No, you have to get them overseas.
Captain.
I was going to say, you can't put that on the shelf because it appeals to children.
Ester Ekron.
Yeah, so all alcohol names.
Yeah.
Ester.
They went from like 450 down to 150 pounds. Jesus. So,
see myself buy one of those. Sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm sure they're
there.
Good though.
You can buy them at an auction from over there though.
Yeah,
they'll be at the next auction.
They'll ship them. You can ship them. It's worth it though, if you really want them.
I hope I sent my tickets over there.
Did you?
Yes. To the liquor store I get stuff from in Birmingham,
right,
which is about 2 hours away.
Yeah.
I emailed them. I said I'm not gonna make it, dude. Anyone there can use these tickets? And I emailed the tickets. He goes, I think we'll find someone to use them.
You bet we will.
So.
What did you bring today, by the way?
Oh, for whiskey?
Yeah.
I brought something new. Yeah, I brought my most recent Kleinleash.
Acquisition?
Yeah, surprising, inspiring, indulging. Ooh. It's another waxy one.
What is this?
10-year waxy.
That sounds like a...
And then I brought a peated one. I always have a peated one.
Yeah. You always do have a peated.
Yeah, so for those of you just joining the show recently, John Paul is... a member of a very prestigious and elusive club called the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society. And is it every week or every month you get a new edition?
Whatever he wants.
Well, but they have they release stuff at the first Tuesday of the month.
Yeah, they have a rolling schedule.
First Tuesday of the month, yeah. They release.
And you get stuff that nobody else on the planet can
well,
get.
Well, not nobody, but...
Well, other members.
A smaller population.
But there's
very,
yeah,
very
between,
select few.
Yeah, between 200 and 300 bottles per...
Oh. Wow.
And that's it.
For each one.
Well, because their process is they pick up these... whiskeys, and then they single cask them separately.
Yeah.
So that they get some different fun notes and flavors. And
you show me your collection of just the stuff that you have opened, and it is.
I just counted the other day.
It is, like,
can you hold it up.
Five.
Don't say it out loud. But how many?
Five shelves.
Wow. That's an insane number.
That's just open bottles.
Wow. Okay.
That's one you can drink. You know what?
It's three digits.
I've been trying to
put it that way.
I've been trying to kill him. We killed like three bottles last week.
Really? Oh, what? Now between, so I know
you need help with that.
Jamie likes it. Jordan doesn't, because Jordan
Correct.
Likes cider.
Well, Jordan doesn't like anything high alcohol.
Right. That's why Jordan likes cider.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right. Yeah.
But Jamie likes whiskey.
Yeah. He likes everything.
Cigars.
Oh yeah.
Does she really?
Yeah.
I don't ever think I would have imagined that. Weed maybe, but not cigars.
No. No, cigars is in our family, man. If you're in our family, you gotta smoke a cigar. She goes to cigar shows.
I think Ryan just called your daughter a pothead.
She enjoys the fruits of the world, which include marijuana.
Technically it is a fruit.
It's
a flower.
It's a flower.
I don't know about fruit.
It's a fruit's flower.
It's a vegetable.
Flowers, fruit.
It's for vegetarians.
There you go. Okay, well, we're going to have to try some of that whiskey you brought here in a little bit.
There we go. The waxy.
The waxy. That's
the start with the waxy.
Waxy tabaxy.
Waxy.
Do you want to take a quick break and come back with the news and something good?
Yeah, let's do that.
Something good. We got lots to talk about.
Yeah, we got brew news, books, collabs, locations, and releases coming up. Cheers.
Well, you didn't even let me get music in first. You just made me go straight to the
floor. So cool. This is actually a good one. You should listen to this one. Are you walking away? You took your headset off. Put your cans back on. be right back.
Ladies love Brew Happy. How about you? Hi, this is the Green Goddess of Portland, here to bring interior wilding to your space. Offering local consultations, weekly plant care, pest solutions, rare plant curation and sales, this houseplant hobby has cultivated a worthy collection backed by knowledge and experience. And now, I want to help you make your business beautiful. Contact Bronwyn, the Green Goddess, at greengoddessbotanic@gmail.com and Green Goddess Botanic on Instagram. This is Casey Helwig with Imperial Yeast, and you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
John, I need more beer.
Expressing itself, this indulging, surprising, inspiring whiskey.
Yeah, it is surprising, inspiring, and indulging. It says it right on the label from the Scotch Malt Whiskey Society here.
Yeah, wow.
You can get a look at that bottle on our Instagram, along with all the other stuff that we cover on the show. I've been a little more active on the social medias. I do apologize. I'm going to try to be a little better on that.
That's really good, though. It's good. That's good, John. Wait, way to go. Thank you for bringing
it. Oh, I like those. I like the waxy.
Waxy. It is very.
Isn't it?
It's really waxy.
I know. That's what they do.
Good.
So they're one of the seven distillers that they use to make Johnny Walker. John Walker's a blend, and they blend different distilleries making different things.
Right.
And they do a little part, but their little part is the waxy part of Johnny Walker.
A little black label. Yeah, that's good. Surprising and indulging.
There you go.
That's good. I probably won't have the peat, but I'll let you tell us how delicious it is.
There you go. Peat. I haven't had that yet. That's towards the end.
Okay.
It's called, here, read that. What's that say?
Oh, give that to me. His eyes are just as bad as yours. It is Raiders of the Flossed Ark. This is a 12-year aged in celebration of the Isla Festival of 2020. And
that no one went to.
No one went to, but they released the thing anyway. Yeah. God dang.
They still make the whiskey. Send it out.
Every one of our intriguingly named whiskeys has its own personality, and this one is no different. This one is not for swigging, glugging, or knocking back. Please drink responsibly.
I'm gonna have a sip of that before you take it out of the house.
Cast 53 of 320. Number 1 of 285 of the outturn. There you go. Holy shit.
No, yeah, 285 bottles. The other one is 53. It's the 53rd distillery. And it's how many bottle casts they've gotten over the history.
What 320.
320th cast they've gotten from them in the past.
Yeah, in celebration. And that's all it says. It doesn't tell me anything about the profile.
No.
It just says Petey.
Petey.
Petey. Who's Petey?
Petey.
I'm going to find out.
Dr. Petey.
I like the Pete in the that first one I tried.
Pete and repeat?
Very subtle there, though. Very, very, very,
joke
very
is
subtle.
So overdone.
Where's mine? There's mine.
Well, Portland Timbers are kicking ass. So
yeah, they are.
Three home games left.
Great job. Changing up the music, but that's okay. You still know what it is. It's something good. I'll do mine quick and shoot, and then we'll get to yours.
Okay.
Kona Brewing relaunches Pipeline Porter, and they're doing so nationally.
Oh, yeah.
Just in time for National Coffee Day. A fan favorite beer is brewed in Hawaiian-grown coffee. It's originally launched in 2006 as one of the brewery's first offerings. Pipeline Porter makes its launch much-awaited return after an extended vacation and the waves of requests by Kona Ohana. And it will be making its inaugural beer classic series featuring this beer. And guys, if you don't know about it, have it, drink it. It's delicious. Just in time for National Coffee Day, which was on the 29th, which is, you know, a little behind us, but that's okay. Hey, if you want your own martini, take 2 ounces of the Kona's Pipeline Porter, 1 ounce rum, 1 ounce cold brew coffee, 1 ounce macadamia nut syrup, and an edible purple flower to garnish. Enjoy that, but enjoy the coffee all the same. Yeah. Swift Cider releases El Dorado Fresh Hop Pineapple Cider. Holy double what? That's right. Swift Cider is one of the few Northwest cideries getting into the hop harvest season. And this fresh hop version of their pineapple hop cider, and it's already one of Oregon's favorites. Pineapple hop flavor is complemented by the tropical fresh El Dorado hops, which, by the way, if anyone knows hops, that whiskey is good. That's good shit. That scotch is good. Pineapple hop is the longtime Swift flagship, and they're just putting some dankness to it, so get some of that if you can. Epic Brewing. Put your nipples down. Epic Brewing announces 2021 Big Bad Baptist variants. What the hey? On the huh? That's right. Big Bad Baptist is a wonderful beer. It's the third year in a row, the classic award-winning Big and Bold. And the original Big Bad Baptist will be available in 12-ounce four-packs. And here's some things you're going to be looking for. Black Forest Cake with chocolate and ripe cherries. We're going to talk about the Naked Baptist. Big Bad disclaimer on this one. That's right. It's a rare release, and you just, indulge in the deliciousness. Keep all the jokes aside. We got the Double Barrel, which is a collaboration with Blue Copper Coffee, aged in Colombian coffee beans. There's going to be, holy shit, my page.
Are you excited about that?
Yeah, the Double Barrel. Then you have the Double Jam, which is raspberry, blackberry, and coffee come together
okay.
for our breakfast. In the Rye, that's right, bourbon beaten with a path of brew, aging 100% rye barrels. Then we have the chocolate mint as well to refresh and enjoy with the chocolatey. Those are all the variations of Big Baptist chocolate beers.
I love chocolate mint. I don't know that I've had it. Had great experiences with it being in beer, but I will give it a try.
And last but not well, I'm going to try too, but
yeah.
Last but not least, Deschutes Brewing releasing barrel-aged Jubal Ale. Everyone loves the Jubal Ale. It comes out every single year. You drink it. It's wintertime. It's a great beer, but this one's brewed with cherries.
I was bartending a wedding this my other job past weekend, and some guy from Texas was there, and he said, "I have that Deschutes Fresh squeezed.
Oh, just shoot as.
Just shoot as. I was like, okay.
Cherry's Jubal Ale is based on the original Jubal alternate, which may have been lucky enough to try under the same name of Super Jubal, which we had years past. I remember having that.
Oh, really yeah.
The Cherry's Jubal Ale will drop a little later in the season, arriving ahead of Thanksgiving somewhere in November. But, of course, Jubal Ale will be making its festive winter ale return. And that is what's good.
Oh. Well.
I like the way I finished that segment with that's good.
It is. Yeah. I like that. I just want to add a little bit of brew news.
Yeah, please buy me.
Yeah. So we got Jeff Allworth. We got Jeff Allworth. He's coming out with his second edition.
Beer Bible Part 2.
It's pretty awesome.
I read a couple of excerpts because some of the pages are printed online, you know, as a preview.
Yeah.
And just the style of writing of Jeff explaining beer, some of the new styles we've had.
I love that guy.
Well, some of the new styles we've had come up over the last couple of years has made for new writing. So
yeah.
And he brought sake into it, I believe.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
A long time coming, and I think our friend Jack Lien would really appreciate that. And we'll have him back on the show soon to talk more about sake. I've been having it more while I'm out and about, and I'll tell you, it's I like it cold, and I like it refreshing, and Momokawa has been taking care of me.
Yeah, can I have that lucky be hazy right there?
Mm.
Lucky.
Lucky B. Hayes.
There you go. Yeah, so he's got the second edition of his book coming out. That's great. Dogfish Head has a book coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's inspired. I mean,
it's a book.
It's 26 years of off-centered beer adventures.
That'd be fun.
So, yeah. And then in collabs, we have Hopworks doing some cool stuff with Aslan. They have an Eco Freak IPA coming out, which is really cool and exciting. I like the fact that both of those breweries are always thinking about the environment and their impact and their footprint on the way they affect things around them. I think it's very conscientious. It's considerate. And they both make great beer. I was at Aslan when I was up in Seattle, and that was a really great taproom experience for me. Hopefully, for fresh hop season, we might be able to get a fresh hop on their tap list over at Culmination. And then we have, and then, you know, Hopworks. We can't say enough nice things about Hopworks. They've been around as long as we have. And then Culmination, they have their collab with Old Town that was just released. Yakima just did a collab with Pink Boots. And then as far as locations, we have a new location for Little Beast Brewing, guys, and it's down in Clackamas, and I think you should check it out. That's it. That's all I got on my radar. I think you guys should check all that stuff out on newschoolbeer.com or brewpublic.com. That's where I get all my haps on the hops here in the Pacific Northwest, and they cover quite a bit of
throughout the
area
entire
as
brewers,
well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and I forgot earlier to give a shout out to our friends over at Ben's Bottle Shop and Final Draft across the river in Vancouver.
Those guys are great.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, I've been spending a lot more time on the other side of the river,
Ethan,
and I tell you,
Ethan, who manages the bar at Ben's Bottle Shop, does mm-hmm. great. Tim Augustin, who does a lot of the beer buying, does just those guys are great. They really cultivate not only a great tap list, but a great walk-in freezer. Their bottle selection is off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, Mike and Kimberly over at Final Draft. Mike, you know what? I don't know what it is about that dude, but he gets the best sours, the best dark, dreamy ales, and the best hops.
They do like that stuff over there.
Because they get lost stuff from Ruse.
I really appreciate
that. They do get lost stuff from Ruse. But they have a good chat list there, and that's right next to John Paul's store.
Yeah.
So you can get a beer and a cigar.
Yeah. There we go. It's great.
It's a two-for-one deal.
Yeah, I stopped by when I dropped off that Fresh Hop beer last week.
Well, hello.
John wasn't there, but his employee was there, and he was very friendly and amazing.
Oh, the guy?
Yeah, he had the whole Top Gun thing going.
Yeah.
How's that going?
Yeah, I don't know. He's nice.
All right.
But yeah, we love our friends across the river. John,
any new news over the last week?
Nope. Just painting, doing paperwork,
drinking beer.
All right,
a lot of fresh hops, but
you went down to Thirsty Sasquatch a couple nights ago, and you said it was insanely packed and lots of fresh hops.
Yeah, I'm sorry I wasn't able to make it.
That was Thursday, I think.
Thursday or Friday, yeah, either one.
One of the two.
Yeah, it was packed. They were rocking.
It's a good place.
I think they have about six fresh hops. I've been to the Mavs a couple times there. I haven't been to Mavs.
No. How is it?
That's the old Ivy place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's they have a lot better tap selection. They have a bunch of fresh hops there too, so yeah, it's a pretty neat little place there. That's another place to do a Brew Happy show.
We should do one at Tap Union.
Yeah.
Yeah. They let you upstairs.
I agree.
They're not going to care.
Let's set that up next month.
We'll just invite all of our Vancouver friends.
Early November?
Yeah, we can do that.
Because upstairs, you do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to do our Halloween show in Edgefield again, if I can get that arranged.
Make that happen.
Yeah, there
we'll
we
work
go.
On that.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I like that.
Speaking
of. The brewery
of,
up there, that's pretty cool.
Hey, I was going to say,
no.
I was going to say to you,
no. I know mine's first.
One, two, three. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Mine's first and then it's yours.
That's true. You're the eighth.
Yeah, I'm the seventh.
The seventh.
You're the ninth.
I'm the ninth.
Yeah. But you're also a lot
But I'm also
going to
be, drunk on the 10th.
Oh, well, yeah, it's a Sunday for you.
Yeah.
You're going to still be drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, my birthday is this week.
I've been doing church lately at Steeplejack.
That's great. When you said, I honestly thought that there was something wrong in your head. When you said I had been doing church lately, I was like, you.
Yeah.
And then you said Steeplejack. I was like, all right, good job.
I took my Uncle Tommy to church yesterday. Yeah.
What do you think?
And he was like, we're going to church? The look on his
face.
He's
like, you dumb son of a bitch.
He was so disappointed. Like, we go out for a beer, once a week, usually on Sundays, and I usually take him to culmination. So after culmination, I'm like, all right, we got to go to church now. Now that we've had our beer, we got to go to church. And he's like, what? Guys,
you done lost your mind, boy?
He's in his 70s, and he's like, why are we going to church?
You done lost your mind, boy.
And I take him over to Steeplejack, and I'm like, here we are. And he's like, wait, why do they have picnic tables out front? And I'm like, well, it's not exactly a church anymore. And he's like, oh.
It's a brewery.
Yeah, so.
That's fun.
Yeah, we had a really great time. Ian, our bartender over there at Steeplejack, fantastic human being. He used to be my bartender over at The Botanist.
Oh, wow. That's a great little spot, too.
Gin and Whiskey Club over in Northwest. Great hidden gem of Portland for you spirits lovers out there.
Hey, how was that, Pete, real quick?
Oh, very good.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm telling you, this.
Did you have it? You have it.
Yeah, the Raiders of the Flossed Ark.
That's
phenomenal.
How much you put in there?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's.
Oh, actually, that one's this one.
Okay.
There you go.
It's very effervescent in a Pilsner glass. It just, the nose just comes
out
and
grabs
a hold of you.
Oh, you're right. Though it would do that.
Yeah. It just grabs a hold of you and just pulls
you
right
in. It's like an amplifier.
Can you make the same face he made real quick? Yeah. Let's go ahead.
Whoa!
No, you have to drink it first.
Yeah, drink it first. It comes out naturally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough.
Yeah, my lip, recedes in.
The very first time, I love Pete, but the very first day we tried Pete that day, it just wrecks you.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You just have to acclimate your palate to it.
Your palate's done.
But that's what you do. You shock the hell out of it.
Are you doing anything fun for your birthday or just going to church?
Yeah. I think Bronwyn and I are, I'm pretty sure we're going to go to the coast. We're going to go to Pacific City.
Well, that's fun.
Hang out at Pelican Brewing.
It's a good birthday trip.
Have a nice, relaxing time. That's the loose plan, but if prices are too high, my backup plan is Hood River or somewhere south.
Yeah, there's some good stuff out in Hood River.
I've also thought of the San Juan Islands,
That's a drive.
It's too long.
It's too long. You'd have to go out like for a day and then spend a whole day and then come back the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a 3-day trip. I don't have that in me. Yeah.
Anyway,
I don't have that in me.
Well, there's some really cool old hotels out in Hood River.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk after the show.
Spooky.
Sounds like you got some good ideas.
No, I'm just saying look it up.
Hey.
Yeah. Well, all the buildings out there are old. All
right, you're not going to curate my birthday for me?
No, it's not my job.
That's sounds like a birthday treat.
How old are you going to be? 43?
Yeah.
44.
Fuck you.
I'll be 35. Doesn't that seem weird? Seems weird.
I remember 35.
It seems like that's when you met me, was when you were 35.
Oh. Sometimes.
It's been 7 years.
Wow.
That's been a long time.
Yeah, I just reposted a picture of me hanging out with Daniel Baldwin from the Ed Foreman show.
Oh, Jesus.
Remember when that happened? That was like 8 years ago, John.
John's hair was a lot darker back then.
Yeah, so was Daniel Baldwin's.
I mean, he had hair.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what he looks like now, but
that was pretty weird.
Daniel Baldwin, if you're listening, thank you for a wonderful time that night.
Thank you, baby.
And if you ever want to come back on the show and be the nose of beer, I'm sorry I made a funny face. I didn't mean to scare you off. It just seemed like a ridiculous idea. It's not so ridiculous now.
Wow.
Please come on the show and be the nose of beer. He's dry. He doesn't drink
No, he doesn't.
Anymore. So
he just smells.
Yeah, he was just like, I could be the nose of beer. I just feel like I...
Because you're the voice of beer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, no, I feel like I would just be enabling you and pushing you towards alcoholism again. That's the first thought that popped into my mind.
We already
did that
enough on this show.
That's why I made that face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, yeah, for those of you that, can drink responsibly, great.
Please do so, yeah.
Yeah. For those of you that alcohol affects you in different ways and it's not good and healthy for you, no harm, no foul.
No, what they need to do is go play poker at a Kit Kat Club.
There you go. And so I think, stay away from the booze.
Yeah.
No.
No, one whiskey, one shot, one beer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're having it all down there.
I'm gonna enjoy my birthday. I think I'm just gonna stay home.
Okay.
Have a nice little dinner.
Nothing wrong with that.
Might go. I do have a plan to go see my good friend Amanda Martin Tully at some point before the month is over.
Oh, great!
For birthday.
We should all get together at beers. For beers over at maybe Ellie Deli or something like that.
Ellie Deli.
Ellie Deli.
Meat and beer.
Elephant's Delicatessen over on 22nd.
I believe that's where Jake works.
I don't know Jake, but I know my
Her
friend Kelly.
Husband.
Oh. Breslar?
Yeah.
The comedian?
Yes.
He works there?
I believe he's one of the managers there.
I've never seen him.
I think he works in the back.
Oh, maybe he's like a catering manager or something.
I don't know, but I think he works there.
I spend all my time at the bar, so.
That's right. I think he does a lot of the food deliveries, too.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. He'd work in the back then. I'd never see him.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where he used to work before the pandemic, too.
All right. Well.
Doesn't matter.
Either way,
anyway.
Beer fans, thank you so much for tuning into the show. For you, for those of you that are interested in helping to support the show.
Hey, you know what a good birthday gift would be?
Patreon.com/brewhappy.
There it is.
Yeah.
Be a subscriber.
Yeah, be a subscriber for
our birthdays.
Ryan and Damien. And when you subscribe to Patreon.
And John, a couple months ago.
Make sure that you say, I'm subscribing because Damien's birthday is important to me.
And it was 1 month, I know. September 11th, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Don't mention Ryan at all.
Pretend he doesn't exist because he doesn't give a shit.
No, we definitely want to encourage you Patreon subscribers to dedicate your Patreon subscription to either Ryan's birthday or Damien's birthday.
There you go.
They're 2 days apart, and whichever one is most important to you, it's all good to us because it helps us keep the show going, and this is what we love to do. Once a week, we love getting together and talking about beer, whiskey, and all kinds of other brews with you guys.
Just 2 days in under a decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, as always, beer fans, I don't just like you. I love you, and I want to have a beer with you. Until next week, you keep brewing. But brew happy. Cheers.
brought to you by Brew Happy Media, the ultimate brewer's media resource. For more information, go to thebrewhappyshow.com and brewhappypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Brew Happy. For more cigar pairings, please check out our sponsor, paulcigars.net. Questions, concerns, advertising, or guest relations, please reach us at brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Remember, brew happy, drink responsibly. Cheers.
I was waiting for that. I'm like, is this going to be a problem, or... Do you have a muffin?
No, I'll have one.
We should. They're fucking delicious.
Ace, get busy. Kick.